Well, they're going to create enterprise zones and overlays.
Okay.
That's all right.
I can send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm present with...
This committee meeting started. We are running a little bit behind today. Previous committee took a little bit more time where you do. We'll have them apologize directly to you for that.
But you tell me what to do.
We have been notified that President Bullock will not be here, Councilman Powers. Okay, let the record reflect we have Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Reiner, Sheldon, Bell, Smiley, Cartier, Councilwoman Diller, my co-chair Retta, and my aide. Valerie, we'll be taking a minute. Can I have your...
Motion on a minute.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, minutes are approved. First item on the agenda is a resolution that will be coming from Council District 5. Council District 5, could I hear from you, please? Okay, if Council District 5 is not available, how about Council District 2?
Reporting for duty, sir.
You can tell I left my glasses in the office.
I'm looking at this and I'm like, that ain't Council District 5.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Council Land Use Committee, this is Planet Columbia Place at Garden Eden Road, south side of Garden Eden Road, 800 feet west of Route 202. Major land development plan to remove an existing school and develop a site with 149 age-restricted dwelling units, ST zoning. This plan was previously approved by County Council. The Land Use Department opined that there was a change which they deemed to be substantial, and the committee was appreciative of that fact. Because it was sort of on the line. Now I think the community wants to present its point of view on whether or not the change is code compliant or not. Mr. Heisler has positioned that the plan is code compliant, and Mr. Frank Madrick, representing the Eden Ridge Tavistock Group, is going to express an opinion to us that it's not code compliant. With that, I'll get out of the way and let the folks make their presentations.
Okay, if we could have the applicant come forward, please.
Sure. My name is Jerome Heisler. I'm managing member of the Raybould Group. Good afternoon, members of the Land Use Committee and Mr. Chairman. Councilman, you said that the Land Use Department said there was a material change to the plan?
No, they had to decide whether or not even this had to come back to County Council. It was a question, a preliminary threshold question of whether or not County Council needed to approve the material change. And they made that threshold decision about a year or so ago. Otherwise, this matter wouldn't even be before us today. It would have been approved by the Land Use Department.
I don't even know what matter you're talking about.
It's a Walmart.
Yes.
If I may, David Caller, Department of Land Use. During preliminary planning approval, there was a slight modification which we said made the plan no longer in strict conformity. So the plan came back through to council about a year and a half ago and was reapproved for the changes that Mr. Heisler was making to the internal road system. The plan in front of you now is in compliance with what was approved at the second rezoning hearing, and you're here for council consent. So this plan now complies with all applicable county code regulations. It's now ready for council consent for recordation.
Stand corrected.
So, and Dave, you are contending it is co-compliant?
It's co-compliant, and that's why it's here.
Sorry to be so baffled.
Right. No, it's, I've gotten confused that this is actually the second time you're back since your plan approval.
Right.
Right.
I contended that it wasn't a material change.
Right.
Because I had other plans that had gone through the process that did not have to go back in front of County Council. But we erred on the side of being transparent. Let me just refresh your memory where the site is and go through the plan briefly. Sorry about the unevenness. This is Garden of Eden Road. You have US 202 right here. You have the JCC, Brandywine Y, the Baptist Church right here. Tavistock Eden, a very quiet, pleasant community. Our 15-acre site is right there. There's an apartment complex right here, some retail space right here. Single-family homes are along this area right in here. We matched off 17 single-family homes against 17 single-family homes. So we begin the process with the transition. The transition's to single-family homes. Then in the core area, we have townhomes, about 50 of them. It's an all age-restricted community. And then this is an earlier plan, but we have two condo buildings right here. The whole aspect of this plan from a planning point of view is to create a zone of transition from lower density, this mimics what's over here, to higher density over here. That's great planning in my opinion, but it's only my opinion. This is the enlarged site where you can see the two condo buildings right here, apartment condo buildings, the core of townhomes through here, and the single families along this area. Some recent aspects of the plan. We've had a couple of conversations in the county executive office, which Councilman Weiner has not been involved with, but the planning department was there, and Frank Madrick over to my right was there with one or two other people representing the civic groups. They had some concerns about stormwater management, easements, and landscaping. In those regards, I think we addressed each one to where the plan's code compliant. In fact, we exceed the plan, the UDC requirements in a couple different areas. We originally had an emergency spillway that went through the easement area right at this property line here. We took that emergency spillway out and are using a second pipe down this area right here. Our original stormwater plan wasn't even to have a basin here, but to do stormwater mitigation further in the Brandywine State Park. The community protested. It would have been the first time that someone had gone off site to mitigate stormwater and enhance the current degraded streamline there. The civic group was against it, so we backed away from it. Ultimately, I think that'll become the program in New Castle County because the new regulations being set forth by DENREC encourage regional approaches to stormwater management and stormwater mitigation. But for right now, we have a stormwater basin here. This stormwater basin actually can do up to about the 180-year storm event with water already in the basin. So that means we could have 8.7 inches of rain during a three-hour period. Just to be quite candid, if we have 8.7 inches of rain in a three-hour period, Tavistock has bigger problems than my basin right here. We got NOAA conditions, basically. So we resolved that problem. The emergency spillway, we had to put some landscaping in this area here, which we did. For this whole landscape buffer here, we didn't take any credit, no credit at all, for the existing landscaping. So here are two issues where we've exceeded the UDC. If we were trying to do this as a cheap project, we would have taken credits, and we haven't done that. Additionally, throughout the site, remember we had a different configuration here. This is the old configuration, where we now have created a stormwater area in here. So again, we're trying to constantly look at water quality and water quantity through the site. It's an age-restricted community. It's being planned to be an age-restricted community, and we're ready to go. This is a linchpin to the pilot school, getting this plan recorded, and then we can begin moving ahead on their site. In regards to easements, we're using existing easements that have been in place for many, many years. The civic group has a concern about that, but if it is brought up by Mr. Frank Madrick, I'll dialogue about that later. I've been recording plans, dozens of them, for years, and I've used plenty of downstream easements before under the UDC. I think there's just been a misinterpretation by the civic group, and they don't understand it, but we've been dialoguing about this issue for a long while. Anytime they've had an issue, I've tried to address it and try to come up with alternatives. So we stand ready to continue dialoguing with the civics. As many of you know, in the Route 40 corridor after issues come up, after we've recorded a plan. The Rainbow Group has always been willing in the past to continue dialoguing and work with civic groups. So that's the way we handle it. I'm going to be around for many more years, hopefully. So it doesn't do me any good to start being stupid now. Well, in that regard, I'm stupid anyway. But one last point. It's always good to give council feedback. This plan up to this point has cost $1 million to get here. $1 million. We can't borrow that money anymore. You should just know the cost of doing land development in Newcastle County is extremely expensive. That's $1 million in fees and engineering. Again, I don't have a lot of lawyering that goes along with it. So if we're going to continue having a county that's vibrant, we really need to focus on cost. That's really important. Any questions?
Mr. Eisler, I should have asked you before we got started, but could you please point to your project on the state strategies map that is to my right here on the wall, please?
This?
Just so we're all familiar with what zone you're in.
Wow.
This bigger spot, we can't tell.
Exactly.
Close your eyes here.
Yeah. Oh, it's somewhere up here.
Yeah. Somewhere right here in the red there.
Either red or yellow.
That's okay. Red, great map.
It's red.
To the best of my knowledge, I believe. Okay.
Either bring a pink post-it.
Yeah. Okay. We just like to, for the benefit of the public, relate our projects back to that state strategies map so they can correlate the planning in conjunction. Okay, let's take some questions from members of council. I see a hand waving down there, Cartier.
Yes, I have a question and a comment. So this is going to appear for us at, I guess, our next council meeting as a ministerial vote of the record plan, correct?
I believe that would be on the agenda. I'm sure that the clerk of council has it advertised.
Right.
Okay. So I'm clear. It's coming before us for recordation as a resolution and a ministerial vote.
Okay. Final record plan approval, right? The rezoning and everything has already been before us.
And I guess my comment is, Mr. Heisler, I commend you on all the intensive work you've done with local area residents and the modifications you've made to, you know, give people assurance that they're going to have no adverse impacts from the project. And I guess the second comment is that I think certainly if you look at it from compared to many record plans that we receive around this body, this is a well-designed plan with, you know, attention to transitioning the density so that like units are close to like units. So I also want to commend you on that work as well.
Thank you.
And I'll just come
that
back.
That was his responsibility, not mine.
It was him?
That's Drew Hayes, the engineer for the project.
Because the tape doesn't know who you're pointing at.
I'm sorry.
I'll just also let you know, I do have a large area, the Route 40 corridor, and the Heisler Group is there, and they've done, you know, a considerable amount of projects in there, too. And I will contest to the validity of what the speaker has just spoke about being there, being receptive, and caring about the community they develop in. Additional questions for members of council? Let's see. Come on, Councilman Weiner.
Yeah, just to comment, I'd like to thank Mr. Heisler for working with my constituents. I know that my constituents don't hesitate to express their opinion, and of course I've been their champion as well, but I think Mr. Madrick and everyone would agree that although there hasn't been agreement all along, that you have communicated on a regular basis.
Okay, we've talked enough, I think, about how great the developer is. Let's talk more about the project.
let's get to the truth.
Coach Arretta, got anything for us?
No. Okay. The project, the way he started it out a few years ago, and the way it's ended up, I think, is a good project.
Okay. Councilwoman Diller, anything? No? Councilman Smiley?
You don't know the people that are going to be living in there, do you? Because, I mean, after last week, I think that's the way we're heading. People are going to want to know who's living there before, you know, we do anything. So I was just curious. I know anybody signed up yet. No?
In reality, we are getting calls every week on it. We haven't taken a waiting list or anything, but we have 2 years before we get started because we have to get the pilot school built before this can be started. We want the pilot school to stay in the current site until we get the new school built. I don't know who's
not
going to be
that it's relevant here, but since you raised it, did they get state money last week?
No, it's been tabled. We're trying to get that.
Anything, Councilman Hollins? Val? Sheldon?
Nope.
Okay, Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
I'm good.
Okay, sir. Oh, Councilman White?
Just, we have a member of the public here.
Oh, the proper procedure is we always address council first and then we go to the public.
Stand corrected. Thank you, sir.
I was never going to move to adjourn. Questions for members of the public, please.
I'll probably, excuse me, I'm Frank Matterick, chair of the Tavistock Eden Ridge 3 working group that's been working with Mr. Heisler for 5 years now. I'm going to disappoint him by not responding to his various offsites about the civic group. We do have concerns about two issues. Mr. Culver has assured us that the plan is code compliant. We raised one issue with the Chapter 12 drainage code and its definition of easements and requirements for providing easements and to land use on not only having the easement, but who's going to do the maintenance on the common facilities. And we've asked the county, we've put in a request for a legal review of our interpretation of the drainage code, and that should be done before the meeting next week. The other one is not really code compliance, it's compatibility with the community, and that's the landscaping plan. It is code compliant in that the number of planting units exceeds the number that are required by the code. But, Jerry, may I use your chart?
Please.
This section is adjacent to Tavistock. His, the rest of his project is facing Garden of Eden Road, looking at 202 and looking at the parking lots for the Y and for the Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. There are gaps in the coverage along here that we've raised as a question, and there really are no gaps around where the residents of Columbia Pace will be looking at Garden of Eden Road out towards 202 or into the parking lots. We'll have gaps totaling about 380 feet along that perimeter that our houses will be looking. This is a unique kind of project. I didn't realize this at the time, but this is a single tax parcel. It's a condo. Yeah. So what that means is this is the front yard, this is the backyard, and these are the side yards. And so these houses are 20 feet from the property line. And so we've asked, Jerry has not agreed yet, he may change at some point, that he tried to do more of year-round screening, which means evergreens. He's code compliant on his mix, but we'd like to see more of year-round screening here. And the code does make references to, UDC makes references to year-round screening, and we'd like him to fill in some of the gaps. But I concede the project is, because it's a minimum code compliant, he's got enough planting units spread around there. Does anyone have any questions on something I've said? Thank you.
Thank you. Additional questions from members of the public? Okay, well, seeing none.
May I respond?
If you choose.
I'd like to address the landscape issue first, and maybe Mr. Culver will address the drainage code or easement issue. Councilman Hollins may be the only one who remembers this, but when the UDC was passed about a year after, there was a big thick book that I put out regarding changes to landscaping requirements in the UDC. They wanted 3-inch caliber trees and it tend to not be distributed over diversity of tend to be focused more on evergreens or certain other things.
I remember slightly you doing something
yeah.
like that.
So after that, they changed the UDC landscape requirements because we found out that, one, we were buying too big on caliber trees, and two, there wasn't a strong diversity of the type of different plantings that would go in. And what we found out was that it's really important to have a great biodiversity in your planting stock that you use out there, because you can get one type of mite or weevil or some other fungus, and if you get a lot of trees or shrubs that are sensitive to that and they're not diverse, you'll wipe out that whole planting buffer. And that just makes common sense. So what was requested of me was to put in more evergreens in here. And if you look along this buffer line, it's fairly shaded to begin with. So without having a lot of sun, without having a lot of diversity, you can end up with a problem in that buffer. I'll be glad to work with the civic group over time. I don't think this is something to hold the plan up on, but more importantly, the people who go in here, whether they're sold or whether they're rented, they're going to want to put stuff in anyway. The easiest way for us to solve this is what we did down on Meridian Crossing 2, which was just to put a fence up there. Now, I think a fence would be the wrong way to go, because you have single family against single family here. This isn't a multi-story townhome that's going up here. This is a two-story single-family home. That's all it is. I mean, and I think to say that you want to just put a very dense buffer there, I think is just not what not every homeowner is going to want. And I think we have to be careful. Again, I've always worked with civic groups. We didn't take a credit for what's in there, so it's going to fill in over time, and we need to have the diversity. And again, it was expressed to me through Frank, they wanted to see a lot more evergreens in there year-round, but that's not the way you do it in that type of exposure, using the amount of sun and the amount of dampness in that area. So I just wanted to highlight that. Thank you.
Okay, no other additional questions from the public. All right. We'll turn next on the agenda to other. Anybody have anything under other? Any public comment for the good?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
I'm just going to be so. Yeah, I'm just going to be